This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi everyone, John Dixon here from the Centre for Public Christianity. I'm speaking today with journalist and broadcaster, and I'm proud to say good mate, Lee Hatcher. And Lee, we want to talk about chronic illness, and I know this is not just a theoretical issue for you.
Yeah, sure, John. It's great to be with you. In 1998, January 19 it was, actually, I was arguably at a high point in my career. I was an on-the-road reporter for Channel 7, their chief Olympic correspondent and sometime newsreader. Middle of my summer holidays, contracted an everyday virus that anyone could contract, which for me turned into, to cut a long story short, 2.25 years of chronic fatigue syndrome. The very real and the very debilitating chronic fatigue syndrome. Had many earnest and worthy attempts to return to work, but there was no way that I was in any shape to return to work. My specialist sketch eventually was you'd be in this for between 3 to 5 years and you'd get out with, if you're lucky, 80% of your health. And he said you better kiss goodbye to the media. Mm. Channel 7 at the time was incredibly generous, faultless. I kept ringing them up and saying, you can't keep paying me. So they kept paying me for about 6 months. And in the end, it was unsustainable, and there was no way that I was able to return to work, so my contract was terminated. And after reporting on the unemployment figures for most of my life, I've spent two spells in the Canberra Press Gallery reporting on the Bureau of Stats figures, to my great shock, became one of them. And I now look back about 10 years on, and I think, was it really me who was joining the ranks of the unemployed? But it sure was.
The timing was puzzling. You'd just done a year of studying theology.
Yeah.
You know, do you now recommend people don't study theology?
Theology can be a very dangerous thing. Yeah, it was very interesting. I had, this was a process of, the end of a process of several years. I'd felt led by God about 3 or 4 years before to consider and work towards and pray towards and save towards taking a year off work and becoming a student at a theological college to study theology. Because of my silly job, I'd been getting lots of invitations to go out and do talks about what it's like to be a Christian in the media. I was wholly ill-prepared and unprepared to do that. I was great at 1 minute 10 television scripts, didn't have a clue how to write, think through, structure, and especially in front of a real crowd, as opposed to a television camera, deliver a talk. And I think I needed to study the Bible. I needed to study how to do a talk. So 1997 was my year of theological education. And 2 months later, with the year packed out, 1998 was already booked out with talks, I got sick and just had to end up cancelling all of those. And it would be another 3+ years before I returned to that. So, yeah.
So you had this year of theological education.
Yes.
Then came the illness. Obviously, that's another kind of education.
Too right. I've said to many people, so I had 1 year with the books, and it was a marvellous, intoxicating year. And then continued at a new level in the wilderness of chronic illness to read, and fortunately, how I was ill was not like many with chronic fatigue syndrome. I was still able to read and concentrate and remember things. So I continued that. And it was infinitely beyond. I mean, it was wonderful to have that year of foundation on the back of the books. But there is nothing like losing so much and at times being so lonely, and so lonely that it's basically, albeit with the wonderful support of my family, I'd hasten to say that, and some golden friends. But for a lot of it, it's just you and God. And
so what did you learn in that wilderness?
Oh, heaps. It sounds a funny thing for a journo who's, you know, reported on death, doom and destruction for most of his, all of his career, to say, well, I learnt in a really raw way, in a personal way, tough stuff happens. So it's not, you know, we live, I think our default position is one of health, strength, longevity, that I'm fine. Medical science has driven us to a point where we just expect that if we're sick, we take something and just get over it. But the tough stuff happens. And I think most importantly of all, I grew up in my faith. I think if you'd said to me in the years that I was starting those talks and going out and And as I totally understand it was, serving God like that, I would have, if I was painfully honest, I would have said, well, God and I are pretty good partners in the joint endeavour of my life. Lucky him, lucky me. But it's nothing like being driven into a point of being useless to really come to a deep dependence on God, which really ultimately is our default position.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.